Week 1, Thursday, noon. Dear God, please come to my aid. Master, please hurry to help me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. I know. I make too much of all my pain. I melodramatize these tiny sores I feel inside whenever I find doors I wanted to go through slam shut, and rain falls now and then. Well, gee, it's not the bane of all existence, is it? Not when scores of people almost cannot breathe, with pores all clogged with pus, and I dare to complain? But that's not all there is to it, you see. Your pain is really longing. I know you. I call it hope, the fact you're not at home and always restless under heaven's dome. This pain is what you feel when you are true. It is your sign you still belong to me. Please help us, God our Savior, and pardon all our sins. Psalm 79. My God, the Gentiles have invaded your inheritance. They have defiled your holy temple. They have turned Jerusalem into piles of trash and given the corpses of your slaves to the birds from the sky for food and meat from your sacred bodies to wild beasts. They have poured blood like water all over Jerusalem, and no one is left to bury the dead. We have become the contempt of our neighbors, the scorn and ridicule of everyone around us. How long is this to be, Yahweh? Would your anger last forever? Would your indignation burn us up in its fire? Pour your wrath on nations that do not know you, on the kingdoms that do not invoke your name, because they have eaten Jacob alive and wrecked his home. Please, please, do not hold the wrongs of our past against us. Come to us soon with your loving mercy, because we have been so crushed down. So please help us, God of our rescue, if only for the glory of your name, and set us free and give us atonement for our sins, if only for your name's sake. Why should the Gentiles say, "Where is your God?" Have it known to these nations as we watch what the vengeance is like for your servants' blood, which they have spilled. May the groans of us prisoners come before you, and in your great power save the lives of those condemned to death, and pay back seven times over into their hearts the scorn that they have heaped upon you, Yahweh. Then we, your people, and the sheep in your pasture, will thank you eternally. We will sing your praises through all the generations. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Please help us, God our Savior, and pardon all our sins. God of power, please look down from heaven and come to tend this vine. Psalm 80. Please give us a hearing, Shepherd of Israel, who used to shepherd Joseph as if they were your flock. Living there among the cherubim, please shine down on Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh. Please gather your strength and come to save us. Please, God, bring us back. Shine your face on us, and we will be saved. Yahweh, God of our army, how long will you be angry and ignore your people's prayer? You gave them tears instead of bread, and nothing but floods of tears to drink. You made us the scorn of our neighbors, a thing for them to laugh at. Remember, once there was a vine you brought from Egypt. You drove out the nations and set it down here. You dug up the ground for it and planted it where it took deep root. And it filled the land, it covered the hillsides with its shade, and climbed up the mighty cedars. It reached its branches to the ocean and sent its tendrils out as far as the river. But then why did you break down its hedges so that every passerby can pick its fruit? Boars come from the woods and dig it up, and wild beasts in the fields forage on it. Come back, we beg you, God of our army. Look down from heaven and see us. Come to visit this vine and the vineyard planted by your own right hand, the branches you cultivated yourself. It has been seared in fires, cut down, and withered from the frown upon your face. Please, place your hand upon the man you set beside you, that poor mortal man that you yourself made strong, and we will never turn away from you again. Restore our life, and we will act only in your name. Please, Yahweh, leader of our army, bring us back. Shine your face upon us, and we will be saved. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. God of power, please look down from heaven and come to tend this vine. Reading, Esther 10:6. But my people is Israel, who called out to God and was saved. Yahweh saved his people and set us free from all these troubles. God performed miracles and astonishing things, things that never happened before among the Gentiles. I will proclaim your goodness, Master, because you have answered me and have come to my rescue. Master, please help us follow the example of your Son's fortitude and perseverance, so that we can face all life's difficulties with confidence and faith. We make this request through our Master, the Prince. Amen. Let us bless the Master. Thank God.